Government has again stated that the Youth Enterprise Support Initiative will be run in a transparent and fair manner, devoid of bureaucracy and discrimination. The chief executive of the fund, Kojure Duasari, said this in an interview with the media after President Mahama toured the offices of the Youth Enterprise Support at South Legon in Accra. Mr. Duasari debunked the notion that the fund will be business as usual, just like programs such as JIDA and the Local and Enterprise Skills Development Program, LESTEP.
This particular initiative has to do with anybody, just like you and me. You may be a journalist and want to start something up and you need support, just come to us and we will give you that support if funds are available for that. That's what we are concentrating on. Whether you are a party person or a non-party person, the most important thing is you follow the eligibility criteria, because that one will be scrutinized strictly. We have independent panel to look at it who may not be wearing the same colors that you wear. And they are the ones you are going to depend on to select the final beneficiaries. So what I will admonish people to do, instead of looking at their party as the conduit, they should look at the content of what they are bringing, the proposal, how viable it is, how sustainable it is, how it can employ people, which is one of our key criteria we are going to use. Between 5,000 Ghana cedis and 50,000 Ghana cedis, that is where we are starting from. As we receive applications, that we'll get to know the sense of the kind of businesses people are going to come with, and if there is a need to adjust anything, we will.
Mr. Duasari said government is not spending any extra money to pay staff, saying people are drawn from the presidency and other government agencies to run the program. Space is also being made for service persons to assist beneficiaries with convincing business plans so that they can be assisted with about 5,000 Ghana cedis and above. Chief Executive of the Yes Initiative, Kojure Duasari, encourages all persons within the youth bracket to take advantage of the opportunity.
For now, I am on secondment from the office of the president as a presidential staffer. So I'm taking my salary from the office of the president. And other staff that we have are also being drawn from other government sources to come and augment our work here. We also applied for some national service personnel to also come and serve. So for now, we are not depending on the 10 million to pay salaries and stuff. We are freeing that money for its purposes for now. And then later on, when we find other means by which we can sustain ourselves, we will get into that. If you are a young man, young woman, and you fall within the ages of 18 and 35, and you have ideas that you think it's worth supporting, that we can also help propel, we are ready for you even from today.
Kojure Duasari is the chief executive of the Youth Enterprise Support Initiative.